Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. 34 after the hour. It's Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen, in the United States of America. Those of you who are listening around the world on the internet, thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening in and hearing. This is there's not going to be much small business this today on the holidays. We focus on the holiday, and today's a very important day in the history of America. It's approximately 155 or so years old, and 1968 was the first original day of Memorial Day, as declared by General John Logan, National Commander of the Army of the Republic. And we've been celebrating it in some form or fashion ever since, and always, as often as we can, we try to have our good friend Bob Dylan Schneider on the show for many other, he joins us other times during the year, but especially on Memorial Day, he always has interesting things to talk to us about. He's the founder and the chairman of the Dylan Schneider Group, the author of a number of books, including Power and Influence, and he's our good friend Bob Dylan Schneider. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be on the show. Thank you very much. This show is long-lasting and listened to by many, and it's thrilling to be on.
Well, thank you for being here, Bob, and thank you for the tradition of joining me on Memorial Day. And this is a day you and I've talked about the fact that we grew up with our parents taking us to see family on Memorial Day.
We did. And this morning, when I went out to get the newspaper, I saw a man with a prosthetic limb.
Yeah.
And I said, "Where did you get that?" He said, "Anbar Province."
Mm-hmm.
And it just made me think about the men and women who have been out there doing what they have been doing recently and for the last several hundred years to make this country the way it is.
Well, you do. You know, that's what today is all about, my friends. And hope you enjoy the day and celebrate Memorial Day. But as you do, celebrate the fact that you have this because of the literally millions of Americans, men and women, who have paid what Lincoln called the last full measure, Bob, on behalf of their country. And when you think of Memorial Day, what's the thing that hits you the most?
People giving back, people standing up for freedom, people saying that I'm going to express myself the way I want to express myself, and I live in a country where I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Are setting an example for the rest of the world. Those are the kind of things I think about.
Part of what you said is would be described in a word that I talk about a lot when I talk about anyone in uniform, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our military. And it's the third word the Greeks use for love, and that's agape.
Absolutely.
You know, agape is love. Eros and philo is love that you know for people that... It's love for people you know. Agape is when you do something and it's out of love for people that you don't know and will never know. And that's what we're celebrating today, isn't it? An amazing manifestation of agape love.
There's no question about it. And if you're a small business person in Nebraska, or you're hit by the storms in Oklahoma or Texas, and you're wondering, and you're now in Anbar Province, and you're wondering what's going on in that part of the world, boy, oh boy. I mean, Americans hang together, and that's a very worthwhile thing. That's reflected here on Memorial Day.
Well, and when you think of patriotism...
Other countries don't do this.
Tell us explain what you mean by that, Bob.
We come together on Memorial Day, and we recognize what we're standing for. And we look at each other and say, we're together, we're a team, we're mm-hmm. a group that really cares about one another. That doesn't happen in other countries. I don't see that happening in Russia. I don't mm-hmm. see it happening in China.
Mm-hmm.
Sure as heck don't even see it happening in the UK. Closest is Australia, where mm-hmm. they have, and of course they've supported us in many wars, as we know. where they have a thing called Anzac Day that celebrates a very important day for them. But that's the closest.
Well, certainly, I don't know of any other country that has done anything like this as long as we have, since the 1860s.
We can't quit. With what's going on in the world, we are forced into a position where if we're going to protect basic rights and ensure people have the opportunity to live their lives the way they want to live it, we're going to have to continue to do what we're doing.
America is a country of agape, isn't it?
It certainly is. On many
levels.
It certainly is.
Not just giving life, but also our wealth and sharing that with other people. That's one of the reasons why, Bob, I know you agree with me when I say America is an exceptional nation.
And the amount of money we give in foreign aid, Jim, is just incredible.
And guess what? The individual money almost tops that. Never mind what the government gives. Bob Dillersnyder and I will be right back, ladies and gentlemen. It's Memorial Day in America, 2015.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.